Amid the division in federal parliament this week, a bipartisan group of MPs came together to share the experience of their different religions. Labor MP Anne Alley, who's a Muslim, joined Labor colleague Pat Dodson, who was a Catholic priest, and Liberal MP Julianne Lisser, who's prominent in the Jewish community. They were brought together for a panel discussion by Griffith University, which is also organising this year's G20 Interfaith Summit in Buenos Aires. Andrew West moderated that discussion.
The G20 is also discussing the rights of women and girls. Mm. Now, all religions have historically had problems accepting the equality for women and girls. That's across pretty much all faiths. I wonder, Anne, is this an area where you, as legislators, might just turn to the religions and say, look, thanks, but no thanks for your input?
I think it should be the other way around, and I'm going to give an example here, and that example is the band The Burka. Lovely little catch play on alliteration, isn't it? Mm. But, you know, we talk about it a lot in this place. Well, I don't, but in the Senate they do.
one senator in particular.
But it comes up quite a bit in this place, you know, whether or not we legislate for the banning of the burqa. And my argument to that has always been, well, obviously I don't wear it. Obviously I choose not to wear it. But I do think there needs to be a discussion to be had within religious circles, among Muslims, and particularly among Muslim women, about the use of the burqa and the face veil as a tool of oppression, a political tool of oppression, in countries where women are forced to wear it. So I think in cases like this, it's really not about us saying to the religious, go away. I think we should be bringing the religious in, but also us going away. We need to extract, we being parliamentarians, politicians, need to sometimes extract ourselves from the conversation as well and allow conversations to happen within faith communities. Because as long as we keep talking about this within the discourse of women's rights or a woman's right to wear what she wants, we're never going to get anywhere, because of course a woman should be able to wear what she wants.
Julian, Anne spoken there about a dialogue on that particular issue among Muslim women, but is that the sort of dialogue, do you think, would Parliament really distinguish itself with a dialogue like that, I wonder?
I think if I've got Anne right, I think what she's saying is that we should encourage the dialogue within the faith communities.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I don't think it's for us to tell any faith community particularly how to run their community. And I think, when parliamentarians start to do that, they really do encroach on religious freedom. And there are a number of communities at the moment that are worried that the balance of encroachment on religious freedom in this country is going too far on a range of issues. If I can give a Jewish perspective on this question, look, in many Orthodox Jewish communities, women for a long time haven't been able to read directly from the Torah. But now there are women's study groups that are developing in some of the modern Orthodox communities. The role of women is changing. And it's a matter for each community, each religious tradition, to work out how they do this best. And I think it's up to a religious tradition to work out how the role of women fits within their own community in a modern society. We in the Parliament can encourage people to have that conversation, but we shouldn't dictate to people how they should have that conversation.
Liberal MP Julianne Lisser speaking on this panel about how religion relates to the issues facing this year's G20 summit, a panel with Patrick Dodson, Julianne Lisser and Anne Alley. And you can hear more of that discussion with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.